This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life.
Old Bob took his regular seat at Daddy Pop's diner. He preferred the last swivel seat on the right side of the counter. We were regulars, a coveted title, which implied special privileges. A regular might keep his own bottle of hot sauce at the diner for when he came in for breakfast. A regular, short on cash, could pay it next time round. The diner served as a local hangout for everyone looking for a big, cheap breakfast with a little conversation on the side. The conversations alone were worth the price of admission. The counter became the place where strangers became friends, at least for the time they were sitting next to each other. I learned a lot from these impromptu conversations. One of my many conversations with old Bob, a name affectionately conferred upon him by the waitresses, stuck with me. He was a retired postal worker. Unremarkable in demeanor, old Bob quietly ate his breakfast, always donning his well-worn cowboy hat. Bob knew I was a TV news reporter and asked me what that was like. I told him, well, as a feature reporter, I got to do the fun, often very exciting stuff. You know, like riding camels at the zoo, dropping down a zip line from the top of a football stadium, and snorkeling at the local aquarium with big tropical fish. He looked at me stunned. You snorkeled? He said, kind of trembling at the thought of it. I'd be afraid to do that. What if water got into the snorkel? I'd be really scared to do that. I thought, this poor guy probably lived a dull, mundane life without much excitement. He probably spent his whole life as a mailman without ever taking a risk, without ever striking out to fulfill a dream. He opted for what was safe, secure, but ultimately unrewarding as his dreams withered and died. Sad, he never had the courage to go for a little gusto, to try and fail and try again, and really live a full and rewarding life. After thoroughly profiling him in my head, I said, Bob, you know, the only thing I haven't done is skydive. I don't think I could ever jump out of an airplane, you know what I mean? Looking across his coffee mug at me, he muttered, oh, I did that. I stared at him. It was incomprehensible. How could a guy terrified by the very thought of snorkeling go skydiving? I said, where, Bob? At that skydiving school in Jersey?
No, he said. Over New Guinea, 1943.
I said, what? You jumped from a plane into the jungles of New Guinea, swarming with Japanese soldiers and headhunters?
Yeah,
he mumbled. What was that like, I asked, now wonderstruck by this man who went from unremarkable to unbelievable.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it,
he said. But I couldn't let it go. I said, Bob, you fought the Japanese in New Guinea. Did you ever come in contact with the enemy?
Oh, at night, they'd try to kill us by jumping in our foxholes. I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, but hey, how scary was it snorkeling? He asked with complete sincerity. I'm not sure if other customers listened in on our conversation. As someone once said, the diner is a place that offers public intimacy. You can have a deeply personal conversation with someone next to you while surrounded by other customers who are having their own deeply personal conversations. Well, I know for sure if anyone was listening to old Bob and me that day, they would have never gotten the answer to, how scary was it to snorkel? I left the diner that day with a newfound humility and a vow to never cast someone as unremarkable simply by their appearance.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5.